Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah discusses laws relating to the issue of Tchum Shabbos or Yom Tov. One's not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amot from one's bayit or one's house or one's city in any direction on Shabbos or Yom Tov. An extension of this is that just like one isn't allowed to personally walk past this limit, one's items such as behema or kalim are also not allowed to be moved past this limit. So the question is, with regard to different sort of behemoth and kalim, to whom that maybe are placed in the hands of others, do they relate to the Tchum Shabbos and Yom Tov of the original owner or to the others that are watching over them? So this is what's going to be the topic of this Mishnah and the next couple of Mishnayot. Habehema va'kelim karagle abalim. So the Mishnah starts off with the general rule that says animals and kelim, utensils, are as the feet of their owners, meaning that they that where they are at the beginning of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that essentially they're not allowed to be moved more than 2,000 amot from that place, or from the place of the bialim. Hamoser behemta livno o leroat. Let's say one gives over one's animals to one's son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov. Hare elu karagle balim. Still, they are considered considered relating to the limits of the original owner, as opposed to, let's say, the roa's house is 1,000 amot past the original owner. One can't, for example, move this an additional 2,000 amot from that place. In other words, a total 3,000 amot, which would be outside of the tchum of the original owner, but one goes after the original owner. The Rav Martinur points out, on the basis of Chazal, that actually here we're talking about a case where there's a question of who would be the one that would be entrusted the animals. But if let's say there's only one shepherd in the city that all the animals are given to, so then we would consider it not like the legs of the owner, but the chum of the shepherd. Kilam yuchadim le'echa min achim shebabayit. Let's say you have utensils which are reserved for one of the brothers in a house. Let's say you have brothers which are yarshim, and one of the brothers already started using the kelim. So hari ele karaglav. So it goes after that brother that already started using it, that it goes after his tchum, Shabbos and Yom Tov. She'em yuchadim, but let's say it's not reserved to be, let's say it wasn't already reserved by one of the brothers. Hari ele kamakam shaholchem. Then it only can go into places where both brothers are able to go. So it's limited to shared tchum between both brothers. Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. Hashoa kli mechaver me'erev Yom Tov. If one borrows a utensil from Erev Yom Tov, karagli ashal, then we relate or calculate the tchum on the basis of the feet of the borrower. Be Yom Tov, but if one borrows it on Yom Tov itself, karagli amashal, then we relate to the tchum on the basis of the area of the person who's doing the lending, the lender. The reason is that we determine the tchum on the basis of what exists at the onset of Shabbos. Aisha shashala mechaverta tavlin umayin umelach. Let's say you have a woman who borrowed from her friend spices, water, and salt to be used lisato for her dough. Hari elu karagli shtem. Then they are considered. They considered like essentially the feet of both them, meaning the shiat tchum between the woman and the person that she borrowed it from. The reason is because essentially it's something which it's a compound object which is made both from the spices, water, and salt of one person and the dough of the other person, and so it's only can be utilized in the shared tchum. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, exempts the water because once the water as needed into the dough, it kind of disappears. And therefore it considers it as if it doesn't have its own sort of separate substance. It's considered incorporated into the dough itself. Now the question is, why not the salt? And so we learned that the salt here that we're talking about is very large pieces of salt, that it's nikar, that's recognizable even once it's already put into the dough, and therefore it's considered having mamashut, and therefore only the shared tchum between the two people would be relevant here.